And now we're talking with Marius Lafeneur at Grenoble on 30th August 76. So can you tell me about your background before you got into radio astronomy?
Before, I was interested mainly in instruments. And I went to astronomy coming from industry by an appeal from Daniel Challonge.
Challonge, I see.
Who was one of the heads of the Institute of Astrophysics in Paris.
I see.
And then I worked quite a lot on the microphotometers, so say, on for studying the spectrals of stars.
And when was this about?
That was in 1945.
Right after the war?
Right after the war,
right.
Yes. And people in astronomy told me, you are a radio engineer, you ought to do some work in radio astronomy.
Was it called radio astronomy then?
Yes, it was the beginning of radio astronomy. I've been to to Australia, and I worked before on the microphotometers, and I went after to Germany, because I heard that there were dishes, as you say, parabolic reflectors, from the Würzburg type.
Right.
I went to Germany, and I brought with me the big Würzburg.
Right. And what year was this?
46, 7, I don't recall exactly.
Was it difficult finding one, or were they sort of everywhere?
Everyone knew the instrument I installed in Meudon. It was really the first working radio telescope in France.
Right.
I did some experiments, but only experiments with fishbone aerials in the garden of Paris Observatory.
I see.
You see, I got a big pole with fishbone aerial.
Right.
That was absolutely without results.
Right.
In the heart of Paris, and the statics and
too much interference
right. was hopeless. But I went to Germany, I brought the dish, I installed it in Meudon, and I began observing the sun. And it was funny to, with a weather like this one, to see with an instrument the sun.
Well, even when it was cloudy.
Cloudy. Right. And we all astronomers, because I am an amateur astronomer since my young years.
I see.
I knew Flammarion.
Right.
I spoke to Flammarion.
Oh, you knew him personally?
Yes, in 25.
I see.
24.
Huh.
Just before his death. I saw Flammarion, I was of course of the Société Astronomique de France. And the first experiment I described was the one with Hautrast.
Now, where did Hautrast come from?
Hautrast came from the Utrecht Observatorium in Netherlands.
And did he come to specifically to work with you?
Not at all. He was there.
I see.
He has something to do with the sun, and I asked him, I am alone, come and look at the hand of the voltmeter. We shall cross transit the sun. If you see something on the voltmeter, I'll be
right.
So I turned the handle, and he said, ça monte. It was the sun coming in focus. And a few seconds after, Ça descend.
Right.
It was out of focus.
Right.
And we were absolutely glad and kissed each other. That was the first experiment, and the little work here is that the first.
Comprendu in 1948.
Comprendu in 1948. It was perhaps in 47 or so.
Right. Well, no, the bursts were September 48 that you talk about.
Yes. It was not. That that's the some experiment more sophisticated. We were looking at the sun.
In tracking?
In tracking.
I see.
I did an instrument special to track the sun with, that is interesting because it has been followed. It was a little equatorial mounting with contacts, and it was guiding the big parabola
right.
of 7.5 meters over Würzburg. It was the tracking by equatorial. You see?
I don't quite see what you're saying. You had an equatorial mount.
I have a little equatorial mount with a clockwork.
Oh, I see. And which was guiding the big dish.
What was guiding the big dish. And that has been described further on. And tracking the sun all the day long, I observe outbursts.
Right.
And there is also... And
right. And this was September 48, you saw these outbursts.
Yes, this outburst. Right. It was a type 4. It was called after the type 4 burst.
Well, later on, it was called.
Later on,
right.
You see?
Let me ask you about the receiver. How did you choose this wavelength of 55 centimeters?
I chose this wavelength because it was the wavelength used in the army, in the German army. And I put the hand on an instrument used to do radar experiments.
I see.
But I perfected it with a lighthouse tube.
Oh, yes.
Very quiet as the noise,
right.
As regards the noise, I put in front of that receiver, and it was on 55 centimeters.
I see.
All the wavelengths were absolutely free, and nothing done on 55, so I say I can use first 55.
Right.
And I did a lot of observations for years on the emission of the sun.
Well,
and in contact with the solar observers of the Meudon Observatory. We were in the same observatory. They observed with the spectroheliograph
right.
and me with my instrument. And I had the opportunity several times to say, an event is on the sun, look with your photographic plates.
Right. Right.
What is doing, and they have got a lot of flares.
Right.
You
so
see?
This must have been very useful to have this close
yes.
contact.
Once, at the end, I put an electric bell. And when there was an outburst
right.
in the radio, it rang the bell at the spectroheliograph.
And what did they do when it was raining, when and this bell rang?
They were... absolutely sad.
Now, as you did this work, were you reading Nature, so you knew about the work in
yes,
England
yes.
and Australia?
Yes, yes. I don't remember Australia, the meeting of Ursi in Australia.
In 52, that was.
In 52,
a bit
yes.
later.
So it was later. There.
But in the late 40s, were you still aware of their work?
Yes, I was still aware of their work, with their work. And some people came to Paris.
Can you remember who?
You can ask Christiansen.
That's right, but he came in, I have talked, he came in 53.
So it was after the
right.
meeting.
But I'm wondering about the late 40s, though.
Late 40s. But, well, I was working day after day in the late 40s with the Würzburg dish and the sun.
Right, but
I observed, for an example, that the radiation of the sun on 55 centimeters was reflected by a curtain of trees.
I see.
In the observatory. When I put the instrument on the trees, they were at a very high temperature of several thousand degrees.
I see. Huh.
Because they were lightened by the radio
right.
of the sun.
Was this the quiet sun or was this burst?
That was the quiet sun.
The quiet sun.
The quiet sun. Yes, it was easy to see that the temperature was much higher than 273.
But what I was trying to ask is, during the late 40s, were you aware of the work being done in England and in Australia? Did you know about
it? Yes, I read.
Yes,
I read.
That's what I meant.
Yes, I read. And I was aware, and in France, we were on les beginners.
Right.
You know that radio astronomy came from the engineers of radar.
Right, right.
Like Lovell, like Henry Brown.
And Ryle.
And Ryle. And Ryle and von Berg at the time.
Right.
Doing some star
interferometers
and so on.
And in France, you did not have the...
No, we were just beginners, and I was one of those beginners.
Right.
But I did some work that was not done elsewhere. And I was very glad.
Right. Now, when did you find out about the group that was working at the École Normale Supérieure under Rocard?
I went with them. They asked me at the time, can you come at the École Normale Supérieure? But I was tied, and very glad to be tied, with Institute of Astrophysics. So I say, deep regrets, yeah. I'll stay in the Institute of Astrophysics. And that, I had only very little money at the moment.
Right.
All the work I did in radio astronomy was done with less than 1% of the total money devoted to radio astronomy at the moment in France.
Less than 1%?
Less than 1%.
Are you saying less than 1% of what is spent now on
that
radio astronomy?
That was spent in those times.
That was spent on astronomy or?
On radio astronomy.
Well, the only other group was Steinberg and so forth. You're saying that they had 100 times more money than you did?
When they did their main studies,
yeah.
I was just with small credits from the Institute of Astrophysics.
But this is now getting into the 50s, I think, you're talking about.
Yes, now into the
50s. Right, in the 50s you only had 1% of what they had. Right.
So I turned on from the sun to the interferometers. And I did the first interferometer with radio links, with large dishes, the cylindro parabolic aerials in the observatory of Saint Michel.
I see, and when was this then?
Well, I must say first, all the work on the sun I did was given as my thesis work.
I see. What year was that?
I wrote a thesis work in the bulletin of the Paris Observatory. Bulletin Astronomique.
Right.
That's the name.
Right.
And out of that bulletin came my thesis.
Right. And what year was that?
It was purely solar.
Mm-hmm.